Good morning and welcome to the bet slip on FTS bet slip on Sunday the 10th of March. 2 days till Cheltenham, getting exciting. Okay, I have very little today to be fair. There's not, I've not got any mentions. Obviously we had a cluster yesterday which went quite well, but I've got nothing mention wise for fixed odds today. And the golf has turned into a bit of a disaster. We're sort of suffering from, I don't know, sloppy, silly, stupid Saturdays at the minute. I really did have big hopes for Reed and Horschel after sort of Friday. And a few tournaments now, we've seen leaders going backwards doing handsprings like Fleetwood did yesterday. But unfortunately, our guys have gone with them. And obviously, we're going to need a huge round for something to happen there. But as I say, when you're taking on sort of 50, 60, 70 shots, then that's what happens. You know, we will have good weeks, but I'm very disappointed myself. I was a bit pissed off last night with the way the boys went backwards, but it is what it is. You can't do anything about it. So golf-wise, obviously, if they do get going tonight, I will share anything, but it's looking unlikely, unfortunately. Yeah, no fixed odds mentions. There's no horse. Obviously, I'll start those Tuesday. We've got the freebie coming out tomorrow. I have got four trades, though, which are all exactly the same. They're all my little 3.5 jobs. Normally, I only give you a couple, but given the light that there's nothing on today, I've got four laying over 3.5 goals and then looking to back it in play for a profit. And because there's four of them, if you even take 15-20% a game, then I think all four of these you could end up making a little profit from. So kicking off with the 12 o'clock kickoff, Liverpool Burnley, over 3.5 goals, 2.3. So I will be laying that with a view to taking sort of 20. I'll aim for sort of 20% profit myself in that game, maybe a little bit more, see how the game goes, but certainly trying to get 20%. As I say, need four goals to lose, plenty of time, don't panic, and they're low risk anyway. So the first one is Liverpool Burnley at 12 o'clock. 2:30 then, 2:08, which is way too short. I've got this at about, well, almost a point high, just over three. So 2:08, Hoffenheim Nürnberg. You know, there may well be four goals, but whether we're going to get three quick ones that will do us in, I don't know. So 2:08, laying over 3.5, Hoffenheim versus Nürnberg, 2:30 kickoff. The next kickoff is 5 o'clock. Again, I've got it about 2.6, and it's 2.1, which is Ghent versus KV Oostende. So Ghent versus KV Oostende, that's in the Belgian First Division A, laying over 3.5 at 2.1. And finally, a team in a bit of a crisis, Real Madrid away to Valladolid. This is the weakest one of the lot. I mean, you may well, if you've won on the first three, not want to get involved in this one. I've got it about 2.85. It's 2.64 to weak market, 2.56 on the backside. So if it drifted out to sort of 2.8, I probably wouldn't play it myself. But if it stays around the 2.6 mark, 2.6466, then I will. And it is laying over 3.5 goals, backing it in play. Valladolid, Real Madrid, kicking off at 7:45. So four over 3.5 trades. They're all low risk. You know, even if everything went in, you'd lose, you know, just over 4 points, which most of these markets are priced around 4 to 6. So it's not something that you want to be panicking about. Should be opportunities to either get out for a small loss or get your money back at worst. And hopefully, you know, I would think all four will offer some sort of profit opportunity spread out through the day. So 12 o'clock, Liverpool Burnley, 2:30, Hoffenheim Nürnberg, 5 o'clock, Ghent versus Oostende, and 7:45, Valladolid, Real Madrid, all exactly the same. Lay over 3.5 goals, pre-kickoff, looking to back it in play. Have a great Sunday. I'll be back with the freebie for the racing tomorrow and any bets or anything from tomorrow. And then obviously Tuesday, Cheltenham starts. Enjoy your Sunday, and I will be I'll speak to you in the morning.